UK Labour MP posts video falsely claiming IDF soldiers attacking two kids. By Simon Kent on April 23, 2019. A Labour MP has been forced to apologise after he sparked fury by wrongly claiming a video showed Israeli soldiers attacking two children. Graham Morris retweeted the video, saying it showed Israeli troops beating up Palestinian children for the fun of it. He said, "Marvelous, absolutely marvelous, the Israeli army. The best financed, best trained, best equipped army in the world caught on camera beating up Palestinian children for the fun of it. May God forgive them. What would Jim Royle say on an Easter Monday?" Except it was nothing of the sort. Twitter users were quick to point out that the video he shared was not of Israeli soldiers, but Guatemalan troops, as reported by Al Jazeera in August 2015. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, were quick to point out the error. "The only marvelous thing here are your lies. These are not IDF soldiers. Apologies would be in order." Israel Defense Forces, at IDF, April 22, 2019. The left-wing Labour Party declined to comment, but highlighted Morris's apology in response to another Twitter user who told him he'd got this one wrong. Morris then replied, "I'm sorry for sharing a post which purports to show the IDF hurting children, but it was in fact the Guatemalan army. My error demonstrates the dangers of fake news online, and I will be more diligent in future in checking my sources." Graham Morris, at Graham Morris, April 23, 2019. He has not deleted the original post, sent to his 29,000 followers. The post was originally sent by Rachel Swindon, a Twitter account that brags about being blocked by around 80 conservative MPs. It deleted the video after people pointed out it did not show IDF soldiers. The Labour Party under leader Jeremy Corbyn has long been accused of tolerating anti-Semites in its ranks. As Breitbart London reported, a recent survey showed more than half, 51%, of Britons believe that the Labour Party has a serious anti-Semitism problem, up from more than one-third, 34%, in July 2018. The survey by Comrades for Jewish News also found that 48% disagree with the statement that the party's far-left leader, Jeremy Corbyn, has absolute determination to eradicate the hatred of Jews from Labour, while over half, 55%, believe that his failure to tackle anti-Semitism makes him unfit to be prime minister. 3 weeks ago, the Jewish Labour movement passed a motion of no confidence in Mr. Corbyn over his handling of anti-Semitism. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.